We always love having Wallace Norman back on the roundtable. He is directing the performing arts of Woodstock production of Will Eno's The Realistic Joneses. The play takes place in the rural Southwest. Shortly after one couple moves into town, they meet their neighbors who share the same last name. As their lives intertwine, they learn that they share much more as the two couples struggle to survive in their imperfect worlds. The show runs the 15th of November through the 1st of December, and it's a great pleasure to welcome the director of the production, Wallace Norman. How are you, sir?
I am reasonably well. Thank
Excellent.
You for having us.
Well, it's wonderful to have you on the program. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you. We like having you here. You're a great guest. Do you know that?
I don't.
Yeah. I enjoy it because I never know quite where you're going to go, and I like that. Keeps me on my toes.
Well, it's wonderful that you've helped us all these years get the word out about the work we're doing, and I really appreciate that.
You were saying just a moment ago, 2003, you think, was the first time you've been here.
I think it's the first time I came up here. I met you, and we were at that time starting a theater company called Woodstock Fringe, and now I'm working with the Performing Arts of Woodstock.
And many of the same, skeletally, many of the same people involved in that? Or
no,
just you?
No, it's the Performing Arts of Woodstock has been around for 50-some-odd years.
Yeah.
And they're their own special thing. But I worked with them 2 years ago. We did a play called Breaking the Code.
Yep.
And they're amazing. 55 years, and they've been producing plays and lots of good plays, and this is a really, really, really good play.
You know, this was on Broadway a couple of years ago. Michael Hall was in it. I forget who else.
Tracy Letts. And Marissa Tomei.
That's right. Yeah. And I unfortunately didn't get to see it. I was intrigued by seeing it because when I lived in Philadelphia, my father's name was Phil Donahue, and right next door we had Bill Donahue. Right next door. So the idea of moving in with somebody with the same last name right next that intrigued me. Now, I think that's where the similarities probably end, but I was intrigued by it. So give us a sense of how you came to this particular work.
Oh, well, Adele Calcavecchio, the president of the Board of Performing Arts of Woodstock, came to me in, I think, August and said, here are four plays that we want to do, one of them. Pick the one you want to do. And this is the one I thought... this is what I wanted to do.
Okay, so two things on what you just said. One, that seems lovely to have that kind of freedom, to be able to choose one out of four. That's great. Also, here comes the question. What was it about this show that spoke to you that you liked and said and that you just were very passionate about a moment ago of saying, yes, this is a really good play?
Oh, it's the writing. I mean, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous writing. And, we had a great rehearsal last night, and we're still discovering all these many layers of meaning and soul in sentences and paragraphs and connections from something that's uttered in scene one. There's a hint and a resonance in scene nine. And the people of this play have gorgeous souls, and how they struggle to overcome adversity in the different ways, and how their marriages are shaped by the events of the play. It's very, very funny. It's a very funny play, but it's also very, very moving and sad in places. You know, somebody would call it, a publicist would call it a dark comedy, but I just call it a really good play.
A good play. Well, because that's what a really good play should be. It would make you think, entertain you, and give you a lot to chew on.
It does. And, you know, it's sort of Chekhovian in that there are no big events in the play, you know. in a sense, nothing happens of any, except people's lives are you know, collide and each of these characters, in their own way, is heroic in how they deal with their marriages, their relationships between all four of the characters that get very complicated. But there's a kind of beautiful way they touch each other's lives and help each other.
You talked about their souls a moment ago and saying these characters have gorgeous souls. And that is rare to have an ensemble piece where you, I think, right, you like every, you can like everyone. Everyone has their likable qualities.
Yes, yes. And they're each distinct. They have such, you know, different personalities and the different ways they rise and fall over the course of 90 minutes. It's what a cast we have.
Tell me about the cast.
Well, I call them my quartet, and they each have their own. One is definitely a bass fiddle. One is definitely a violin. One is definitely a flute, and the other a clarinet. And
so, who's the clarinet?
Well, I don't want
okay,
them to...
All right. So who's in the show, Wallace?
We have Francine Ciccarelli, Joe Bongiorno, Chris Grady, and Joan Craig, and they're all actors from the area.
Mm-hmm.
And some have been with Performing Arts of Woodstock before, and some are Woodstock Performing Arts of Woodstock virgins.
I'm assuming when you use the word quartet, it is intentional in the sense of that there is that collegial, that quartet nature where they are, they may have a solo, but yet they're still playing as part of a larger group.
And it really is an ensemble piece. That, you know, one theme is started by one of the characters, it's picked up by the other, and it's passed around. And you got a playwright who can write music that way. You know, these are ordinary people in that they're middle class and working class, but there's a kind of poetry in the way their minds and in the language of the play.
When you were directing it, what is the challenge for you? What is the job of? I assume it's bringing out all those wonderful elements that you just mentioned. But for you in doing this particular piece, what have the challenges been?
If I have some strength as a director, I think I can hear the music of the piece, and it's to get everything else out of the way. So that just that phrase, that musical phrase, that theme, that need to define what characters need at a given time, and what they do to get what they need, and what's in the way of getting that need. That's sort of the excavation of, you know, what did Michelangelo say? There's a, you know, the David was in the stone, and he had to clear away everything that wasn't the David.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the way this works a bit.
Do you think there is a musicality to most plays, to most good plays, or are there some that just that really do have that quality?
It's always been my feeling, because I'm a singer and as well, and I look for the drama in music, and I look for the music in drama. I always have, each play has its own sort of heartbeat and rhythm, and that's what you got to try to find.
Mm-hmm. And that comes to timing, right? That's very much about the comic timing and just the timing of these characters and their interactions with each other, I would think.
It does. It's something you have to feel. And if you get everything else out of the way, then you can do that very organically. I think it was two or three rehearsals ago, where the actors just took the play, and they you know, they sang in their roles, as it were. I mean, it was, can you the metaphor, and it took on its own life, and I said, oh, it's starting not to be mine anymore. It's they're taking it, and as they need to, and that moment is, you know, is really wonderful.
Well, I find that fascinating because it is still of your creation, though. As far as a director, I understand what you're saying. I mean, they're obviously taking it and doing what you want them to do, but you have it's very much a part of you that is there too, right?
Yes. I mean, I think so. I think they have to trust that this ear of mine is a true one, or at least for this production of The Realistic Jones. This play's been done a lot, and I'm sure other directors find other things that are the most important themes, or the things that, you know, but when something, you know, makes your heart beat a little bit faster, that's where we want to go.
So I gave a brief synopsis of the play in the introduction, but just tell us in your mind what it is about, of what people, of a takeaway of what it is about.
I thought you'd ask me what the play is about.
Took me a while to get there, Wallace. I apologize.
No. I was sort of hoping maybe not, only because it's hard to talk about the play. But I, you know, I heard in our rehearsal last night, one of the characters named John says, and it's a little abstract, but I do think it sort of speaks to what this play is about. It's all just bodies and light. People say it's death and taxes, which of course are great. But no, it's bodies and light. Appearance, disappearance. That's the whole thing.
That is abstract, although it does seem that it tells us about our time on this earth, what we do with it, how we live.
Yeah.
How we perish.
That's, you know what this play is about.
Yeah, and it's, you know, they put us all on whatever happened and puts us, we get on this earth, and then, you know, stir, mix, and enjoy maybe, right?
Yeah.
And you sort of see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like you're having fun. I've never seen you come in here and not seem like you were having fun. But it seems like you're having fun directing this.
Oh, I love doing this kind of work.
Yeah,
I love it.
And after this, what's next?
Well, I am working on. I also write, and I'm working on a play called Brother's Keeper, and it's part of a triptych of three plays that are being written by two colleagues, and three one-act solo pieces that we're going to be doing sometime in the next few months.
And will you star in it as well, or will you just give it to somebody else, or will you just
each of us will perform the play that we've written for ourselves.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I've never written a play for myself before, so we'll see how that goes.
Are you finding it comfortable to do that, to write for yourself?
More comfortable than I thought.
Yeah.
I haven't done a one-person play, so I'm sort of looking forward to it.
Well, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Well, The Realistic Joneses is playing at the Performing Arts of Woodstock. So you actually play, it's in the theater is?
The Community Center on Rock City Road. And I saw the set last night. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Excellent. PerformingArtsOfWoodstock.org, and it plays November 15th through the 1st of December. A wonderful crew. Wallace Norman is directing. Wallace, we love having you on the show. Thank you very much. Have a beautiful, beautiful run.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.